We're back. Sports and stuff. Your host, Cool B. Be cool because it's never that serious. I got CP3, the real CP3, Chris Pearson, with me. We are back. What's up, Chris?
What's good?
Hey, man, look. NCAA. It's been a lot going on these past couple days with the NCAA. This is one of the biggest scandals that's ever taken place with the NCAA, and they got the FBI involved in this one. With right. What's the coach for Arizona? Miller?
Yeah, right.
It seems like they have concrete evidence to pretty much implicate Sean Miller, discussing paying a player $100 racks, for pay. I mean, pay for play type thing. Now, the first thing, I can ask you, Chris, are you surprised? No. I'm not. I'm damn sure not surprised.
Of course not.
I'm surprised that, he was caught doing. I'm surprised this was. I'm surprised he got caught. Right. I'll say that. What do you think about this whole situation? Because this is ugly, man. This is going to bring some changes to the game. My man LeVar Ball is pretty much sitting in the cut, telling people, "I told y'all." That's why, that's why he's trying to make his own league. That's why he refuses to sign with shoe companies. This might have been one of the reasons he pulled his sons out of school and put them overseas.
Right.
Because of stuff like this. This is a bad look. I'm sure everybody has seen the movie Blue Chips. It's pretty much coming to light right now. It's been going on, but it's just... it's coming to the forefront. So, Chris, what you think, man?
Yeah, like you said, it's really not a surprise. To me, like you said, we saw Blue Chips back in the day. There's only so. You got to be real. How does Coach Cal get all of them Bammers to go to Lexington, Kentucky? Nobody wants to really go to school there. But it got to be some reason why the best basketball players in the country all want to go to the same school. Like Duke, now they get one and done. It's mm-hmm. something going on. So it's always been happening. I think it's probably more rampant even now than it was before. Everybody getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar, man. What I'm saying? And that's just what it is. We all knew it, though. If you watch sports, you know that. So
It's a lot wilder because there's so much more money involved these days.
Right.
We talking $100,000 like it's nothing to a college player, man. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot. But think about this, though. That's a lot. I'm a freshman. I'm just coming into college. Yeah, damn, they gonna give me 100 racks to sign for and play to these dudes. Of course, bet. Okay, but young, how much bread is a school gonna make off of cuz though? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be way more than 100 racks. So at the end of the day, they looking at that like it's chump change.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's a drop in the bucket for them. Because you think about March Madness, that's pretty much when they make their dough.
Exactly.
With the ad where they make it off advertisements.
Yep.
We talking about billions of dollars they make, in a month. These athletes bring most of the money to the schools just because of who they are. Think of LeBron and went to Ohio State or something like that. Or you know, one of those big time schools. I mean, that's I don't know, man. It's crazy how they, you know, they doing these dudes, man. I mean, you know, like I said, Stan Van Gundy came out this week and said the NCAA is racist. He's basically saying, big up to Stan Van Gundy too, man. That's what's up. Maybe it was Jeff.
Nah, you right. Nah, it was Stan.
Okay.
Pistons. Yeah, you all right.
So Stan Van Gundy was saying basically that NCAA is racist because, you know, they made up this rule about one and done, basically keeping a lot of young majority African American kids in college, whereas in baseball they can draft them straight, what are they, 15, 16, and they can just go straight to the pros. They only have to go to college. Danny Ainge was drafted back in the days, right, for baseball and basketball. So, and like I said, baseball has a ready-made farm system for younger players. Now, the NBA is just catching up with that, with the, what do you call it, the G League?
Yeah.
D League. The NBA is just catching up with that, and I think it's a good thing, but, you know, how can you tell somebody what they have to do in order to play pros? So, yeah, Chris, I don't know, man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you take a look at it and you look at every other sport, I mean, we can go to, like, gymnastics, we can go to golf, we can go to, you know, hockey, baseball, I mean, you know, boxing. I mean, any sport except basketball and football, which are the two predominantly black team sports, and make the most money, you know, outside of baseball. But, you know, they don't want to see the young black kids from the inner city, you know, with all of that money. They have no problem with the other people making it in other sports, but for some reason, basketball and football players can't do it. So it's pretty obvious, you know, that there's some type of ulterior motive behind it. I mean, the NBA is the one who made the rules. So, I mean, am I just going to sit up there and say, yeah, they're racist? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they're racist or do they just want to keep making that money? You know what I'm saying? Do they want to help the – like, is this a little wink wink joint with between them and the NCAA? They like, all right, yeah, we'll keep the one and done rule so y'all can keep making that bread on the, you know what I'm saying, and the tournament and all that, and keep making that bread off of these freshmen before we get our turn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are they both in cahoots with this shit? I don't know, but I know the victims are the young black dudes, mm-hmm, could be making millions and instead gotta wait, may possibly get injured. I mean, anything could happen. And then they don't have to pay them their bread, you know. So it's just messed up all around, man.
Yeah, because like you said, in the end, you know, it's the kids that suffer. You know, right. And like I said, what are they getting out of? Like, you know, the majority of these dudes that play college ain't going to the league. Come on now. It's only some 400 dudes that play ball in the NBA. And like only a third of them last. So think, you got to think about it. It's 24 All-Stars every year out of 400. You do the math.
Right.
You know, we take a guy, right, you know, I'm going to just say, use this for the sake of the argument. We take a guy like Quinn Cook, for instance. College champion, four-year player, I'm going to say 3-year starter at Duke, the Duke University. This ain't like some fluke college. He wasn't at Howard. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't at no flu college. Like I said, he was a heralded high school player. And, you know, he barely could get on the team. I mean, he plays for the Warriors now, but it took him a long time to get to the NBA. So my point is, that's just telling you, like, how good you can be in college. You can be, you know, when he won a national championship, didn't he? Won a championship. Like, and, you know, he's on the Golden State Warriors now, but, I mean, he's like the 12th man. Like, you don't even hear about him. So that just tells you how hard it is to make it in the NBA and stay in the NBA. There's a lot of these dudes, man. They just being sold dreams. Like LeBron said, man. He said it today, like, look, man. When I went, you know, you should see some of the stuff I got offered to go to college. You know, when they bring you to these college visits, they tell you, man, you're here to get an education. No, you're not. You're there to take me to the Final Four. take me to the Final Four or bus. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get it twisted, man. You know, it's all a, you know, I'm not going to say it's racist either, but it definitely has racist implications behind it. Some of this shit.
Right.
So, you know, the NCAA, I mean, they, you know, they got a lot of work to do. You know, a lot of these coaches, they got $1 million contracts. Makes or Calipari or like you said, Krzyzewski or Tom Izzo or even Shaka Smart now is getting a little bit. He's definitely in the $1 million range.
Hell yeah, they got him up out of there. They paid that bread to get him over there.
Texas, so was it Texas?
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Texas.
These are big institutions with, you know, plenty of money. You know, their alumni. You know, they're white alumni. I know they donate money back. I don't know why the black schools refuse to, you know, do that. You know, a lot of the alumni just don't give money back like the white people do, I guess. I mean, I don't know what that's about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I always think about what if four or five number one players somewhere all decided to go to, you know, UNC, you know, North Carolina A&T or Howard or Hampton or something like that. Just go against the grain instead of going to the big time schools and just change the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It kind of
still went. Yeah. On that one.
You know why they can't do that? Because the black schools can't pay them. They don't have the money.
I know. That's the problem.
They don't have it, dog. They working with caddy money. They working with Cadillac money, dog. Kentucky got that Rolls Royce bread. You know what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
So, you know, until it happens, until something like that happens to change it up, then you're not gonna see too much. You know, the number ones are still gonna go to the big time schools because, you know, the big time schools get the exposure, the TV exposure, you know, all of that. So, you know, it's all about media. It's all about money at the end of the day. So, you know, it's just a shame that these are the times we're in. But, you know, somebody besides LeVar got to step in there and you know, kind of do it a different kind of way. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. More power to LeVar, man. Let's see what he can do.
Let's see what LeVar can do. I mean, he's been screaming on, you know, he's coming up with a league that he can pay guys to play. I don't know where he's getting his money from. Is the shoes getting braided like that?
Nah, that shit is coming straight out of Lonzo's motherfucking bank account. This nigga straight Bogart. He got his own debit card for that joint.
Hey, look, I think you spot on with that, bro. Even though we joking around, LeVar's probably just, what are you talking about? Yeah, just big, everything's big baller. So, all proceeds.
Right. What's the name of that show? Ball in the Family, right? That's all in the family. That's all my brother. Yeah, that's all me.
We'll see how it goes, but yeah. And just to update you while we're on here, the Wizards have won 107-104.
looked like they was about to lose.
I was watching it on mute the whole time. Bill played lights out in the clutch moments. Wow,
he been balling in the
clutch. Bill, yeah, I'm becoming Bill's team, man.
Yeah,
it's technically still Walls, but dog, I mean, it's the way things is looking. Yeah, you know, Bill can do it without him.
Damn, yeah. I just never would have thought, man. I just didn't. So I like Bill. You know, he's a Gator, as all y'all know, right. Fans by now. I'm a Gators fan, but you know. I liked him as a Gator. I ain't see him coming and just being able to pull this off, though, man. Kind of taking over the team.
Yeah. I mean, man. I thought he was fluke the first year. I was like, he's a bust.
A lot of people did.
Because he was hurt. You know, he was kind of frail the first 2-3 years, but now he's a grown man with it. I mean, he seems like he's getting better and better, like every more and more confidence, better and better every game. So he can only stop himself. I mean, he's becoming one of the top shooting guards in the league. I mean, it's DeRozan.
For sure.
Who else? DeRozan.
Harden's gotta be number one.
James Harden, DeRozan.
Then you got DeRozan, you got Clay, you got Bill.
I mean, well, that's top five.
That's
top five. I can't think of nobody else that's just blowing me out the water type.
What about the man, young boy? I wouldn't put him up on that class yet, though. But he probably might be in there maybe in a couple years. The young boy from Phoenix, though.
Booker. Yeah, he's on the rise. He's up next. I'll say that.
Yeah,
he got next.
All right.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, it's like top fives at every position. I mean, so your Bill's top five shooting guard. That's crazy. Are we saying that? But you know, I mean, Wall is top five point guard.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the problem? What the fuck is going on, Wizards?
Because at the five and at the four, they don't have anyone in the top motherfucking 50. You know what I'm saying? Like Young. I mean, at Morris maybe in the top 50, but Slim Gortat, nah, dog. Get him out of there, man. Get him out of there. Real. I've seen enough of him. We've had him long enough, man. I mean, I know he's not going anywhere, but
I think after this year, he's gone.
After this season,
it's over for him.
Yeah, I was speaking more so like tonight. I wish he could be gone.
We stuck with him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We stuck with him.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, him and Mahimi, man, we're stuck with him. That's. You know, we're gonna have to trade both of them to get something decent. I ain't gonna say a big time, but somebody decent. So
to get anything,
right? a box of cookies,
you know, what I'm saying?
Girl Scout cookies for both of them, right. Man.
You know, shit.
So, but yeah, the NCAA, that's what we were talking about on here, folks. Sports and stuff. We're gonna do a short segment in a minute. Westbrook versus CP3. It's gonna be a good one. We're gonna be right back at you guys. Sports and Stuff Radio. Catch us on IG. Catch us on Twitter. We're gonna pay some bills. We're gonna be right back at y'all, man. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.